ça met le fou à la nuit. Passez le reste qui habite.
Eleita Corradio está en el aire.
On the air. We are on the air. What's up, loved ones? LA Taco Radio. We are the musical extension of LATaco.com. Reflecting some soul music, funk music, and tacos, of course. Tonight, I got new music from James Hunter 6, Maintain. Plenty of stuff from Monophonics. As a matter of fact, I got a field interview with Kelly Finnegan from Monophonics. He's an interesting dude, man. That's coming up a little bit later. First off, I'm going to start you off with Sly and the Family Stone from the newly re-released Fresh LP. This is the alternate mix of Let Me Have It All. Enjoy, loved ones.
I can feel I'm almost there. Closer to the town. Looking down is quite a drive.
La 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 Suddenly I hear the whistles, see the candles and the cake, smiles and birthday songs and costumes. Next to me you lie awake.
The Stepkids. Next up, some brand new Brooklyn psychedelic newness from Space Captain. We got an upcoming AP out on the 26th. The name of this tune is called Cosmos by Space Captain.
Hardly yet emerging from a dream.
starting off the set. Sly and the Family Stone, Let Me Have It All. That's the alternative mix from the re-released LP, Fresh. Sony just re-released that. It was originally out in 1973. And they put some additional alt versions and mixes in there. We followed that up with the Step Kids, La La. Is the name of that tune from their Shadows on Behalf 12-inch out on Stone's Throw Records. Then brand new music from Space Captain out of Brooklyn. Cosmos was the name of that tune. EP is going to be called In Memory. And is out February 26th out on the True Thoughts record label. Good band. I played their singles before. Still pretty new. And I like what they're doing there, yeah. We wrapped up the set with Sing Kane, Hold Tight, from his Mean Love LP. Out in 2014 on DFA Records. Great artist, great percussionist, great, well, just a solid artist all the way around. Sing Kane. That brings us right up to present time. Loved ones, this is LA Taco Radio. We are the musical extension of LATaco.com. This is a website devoted to the taco lifestyle. For over 10 years strong now. Music, food, fashion, art. Art of all kind, mainly from the street level. And seeing things through street level LA resident eyes. Loved ones, if you need to email me for any reason, don't be shy. LATACORadio@gmail.com. LATACORadio@gmail.com. You got requests, events that you want to let me know about, potential guests. If you got some music that you want me to play for the other loved ones, do not be shy. LATACORadio@gmail.com. LATACORadio@gmail.com. Pop in, say hi. And while you're online, check out some of the other shows here at We Play Radio Studios here. We got you covered with comedy, entertainment business, social commentary, etc. There's a lot of beautiful shows. They just wrapped up Nestorius Public Radio. Always live. Nestorius Public Radio. Check out some of the other shows. And Jeremy, I think Dark Mark's coming back to LA pretty soon. Any plans on him popping by the studio?
Yeah, he is. He's going to be doing a show, I think, for Valentine's Day.
Excellent, yeah. He never disappoints, so you should check that out. And check out the video version of his program, because that's much better than the audio. Because he always has some pretty... he always has some pretty showy guests.
Yeah, he'll be here on the 18th.
18th, okay. Loved ones, what I'm going to set up for you next. This is pretty much a monophonic set. You know the monophonics. They're from the Bay Area. Their singer, Kelly, grew up in L.A. in the Valley. But they are a Bay Area band. They're pretty much out conquering the world all the time. They almost never stop touring. But they did, for about 2 weeks, take a break. And I managed to catch up with Kelly over at Killian Studios, where them and Orgone record out of a lot of other magic happens out in Killian Studios. Anyway, I'm going to start you off with Monophonics, the tune Promises from their latest record, Sounds of Sinning. Another single, I think it's still free online, this single called I'll Be Nowhere, I'd Be Nowhere Today. And that's featuring Miss Adrienne De Leon on vocals from Orgone. And then followed up with a quick interview with Kelly from Monophonics, and then wrap it up with another Monophonics tune after that. Enjoy. what's happening, loved ones? This is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I'm sitting over here at Killian Studios, the legendary Killian Studios in North Hollywood. I managed to track down the one and only Kelly Finnegan from Monophonics. They're in town for a couple days, sort of a little R&R going on, but I think their R&R is probably a normal work day for you and me, loved ones. But Kelly, how's it going, man?
Great.
Yeah.
Happy to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you. You guys, or you specifically, you just sat in with some of the local guys at the Fox and Hound Pub last Friday.
That was fun.
How did it go? Who was there?
It was myself, and it was the D. Hasty All-Stars. It's Mr. Dan Hasty, the keyboard extraordinaire from Orgone and the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
And Sergio was on guitar, and Judd Daniels from Jungle Fire Rugged Nuggets crew was there. And, of course, I didn't mean to go just past Sergio. I guess just because he's next to me, I don't realize. Sergio from Orgone, Sergio Rios.
Yes.
And Sam Halterman, who plays drums in Orgone and Jungle Fire. It was like a family...
It was like a who's who from the L.A. sort of funk soul.
Yeah, and Ethan on bass, who's played on Orgone Records and toured with Orgone. A great bass player, plays with Brent Denon as well. And, I mean, yeah, all great musicians, all friends. It was just fun and had some... I did some vocals, and we had Black Shakespeare from the Lions, who did some reggae songs.
Uh-huh.
And... Jamie Hollinsworth, who sings with Jungle Fire, and Taryn, I don't know his name right now, Taryn from, he's from Topanga Canyon, he's a great young singer, guitar player.
Okay.
So a lot of talent, a lot of nice people.
Mm-hmm. Just there for the love of music, too. It wasn't necessarily you guys...
Small place.
Didn't have necessarily like a merch booth or anything like that.
This is like rehearsed the day of the show to make sure everybody kind of knew what was going on, mm-hmm. and, It was loose and it was fun. So
So what? You guys are sort of momentarily on some downtime, but you're getting ready to hit the studio pretty soon. Is that correct?
Yeah. We've kind of just used January and February to kind of mellow out. It's funny, we do have a show coming up here where we're going to be on like a kind of music cruise. Going mm-hmm. to Mexico, so that'll be part of the downtime. Is like,
oh, that sounds fun.
It'll be cool. We're keeping it pretty low key right now, but I think in March we're gonna really start to hit it hard in terms of writing and making some new stuff.
Now, in the Sounds of Sinning, what I kind of noticed was there a little bit more of kind of a garage rock kind of vibe. I wouldn't call it a garage rock record.
Full on. Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
But it did, but that style sort of creeped in and it added this whole nother layer I thought was really cool.
Oh, thank you.
Do you kind of feel like there's a specific direction you're going to go with your new writing, or is it just kind of come out one way or the other?
Kind of just comes out, and it depends on what I feel like. There was a feeling of like really being proud of in your brain, but not wanting to just, as much as we know you could, like try and make another in your brain. Like, why would you do that? That's silly. Yeah. You know, it's like a push. It's like forcing that sequel when you made a really cool movie and going, well, yeah, we could. And it's like, no, just write a new movie, man. Yeah. You know.
Well, the In Your Brain LP, I mean, that hit a lot of people hard. But
we love that record.
Yeah.
But as a band and as people, you know, things are changing. You're growing. You're finding new music and new things that turn you on, and I think it was just natural for a lot of those songs that came out that just felt right at the time, and we're extremely proud of that record as well. So I'm interested to see what we do. Honestly, I think it might be a nice formation of In Your Brain and Sound of Sinning, like honing those two kind of animals in and making one with a new aspect. I don't know. I haven't thought about it much because I'm kind of just trying to keep my mind open until I really have to focus on that. So.
What gets listened to in the Monophonics bus when you guys are touring?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, a lot of classic stuff from, you know, soul, rock, and jazz, anything from, you know, Charles Mingus to...
Do you guys, you know, like a group of music kind of nerds, geeks, whatever, you know, they'll play music for each other and they'll be like, hey, check this part out, you know, and like, and then somebody say, that's sick, rewind that. Does that still kind of go on with you guys?
Yeah, for sure. We're constantly hearing new music from each other or talking about new bands or, I mean, like I said, it's all over the place from new to old music to rock to jazz to folk to country to world music, Ethiopian jazz, you know, Mulatu, something like that, to obviously Fela Kuti or something. You know, it's like, we are really just music lovers and we are constantly talking about, you know, check this out, listen to this.
Who, as a music lover myself, who should I maybe take notice of that you think I might not have heard of? Because you guys play with a lot of other musicians around the world.
Yeah, that's a good question. There's a guy from France who's very talented. He's very unique. His name's Fada Freddy. He does a lot of stuff acoustically in the sense of a Bobby McFerrin. He uses a lot of his body and his mouth to do rhythmic stuff studio-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And then live, he does a lot more of just himself and guitar and maybe some percussion. But he's got a great voice and a great spirit as an artist. And we got to do some shows with him. And he's someone that is doing really well in France.
That's cool.
And just a really nice voice, so that's someone I'd say check out.
Got probably like a spontaneous quality to his music, like he could just be up there by himself.
He's very creative. I mean, all the times that we spend out with him, he's always like writing and talking about creating, and like I said, he's got a really positive vibration as a person, so.
Yeah, excellent. And you guys, so you're playing the that cruise, but no other shows lined up currently?
We're going to do this party thing in San Francisco with some friends. It's a band called People's Blues of Richmond, and there's some other artists on it. It's going to be at Slim's in San Francisco on February 11th. That is Thursday night.
How do you keep this stuff straight, man? I don't know.
you got to know at least what you're talking about sometimes. So that's coming up. I'm trying to think. March... Is there anything going? We're going to be in Telluride, Colorado. I think we have something coming up in Utah. We're going to be opening up for Michael Franti. But we're pretty mellow right now. Just really going to focus on writing some new music to put out in 2017.
So the question I always ask everybody in the interview chair is, what's your favorite taco?
My favorite taco?
Yeah.
Well,
if you had to pick one.
I'm not eating meat right now. So if I was, it would be El Pastor.
Al Pastor. Yeah, that gets me every time.
I mean, come on, I'm a sucker for that. But right now, I guess I'm just going frijoles and some cheese.
Yeah, that works.
Queso, yeah.
All right, sitting here with Kelly from Monophonics and talking a little about music. Check out their latest record, Sounds of Sinning. You can find them on, what's the website? Monophonics.com.
Monophonics.com. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm sure Vine or one of those other cool things.
Awesome. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, Johnny.
When you cover all my kisses,
This is a sort of a monophonic set. We started off the set with Promises from the Sounds of Sinning LP out a little bit earlier last year from Monophonics. Second tune you heard in that set was I'd Be Nowhere Today, featuring Miss Adrienne De Leon from Oregon. And I believe that's a free single. You can find out, I believe that tune's still free online. You can find out more at monophonics.com. And the interview with Mr. Kelly Finnegan, from the singer from Monophonics, that was done at Killian Studios, where sort of a underground legend studio out in North Hollywood, where Orgone and many other bands record. And the last tune you heard, also from the Sounds of Sinning LP, was Strange Love. And I love that tune, man. That's one I can listen to over and over because I keep finding another little layer to it, like the way that the horns carry the bass line and the harmonies and stuff like that. It's a great tune. And that's it. Monophonics. Yes. Loved ones, this Saturday, you know where you can find me, is at the More Than Skin Deep Art Show, a collection of fine art from noted tattoo artists. Such artists as, excuse me, from Baba, Pep Williams, who's also the curator of that particular show, Jackie Mora, Charlie Coffin, many others. More Than Skin Deep is the name of the show. It's this Saturday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Well, that's the opening reception anyway. I'm sure it's going to run for a while. It will. It's going to run all the way till February 26th. But the opening reception is this February the 6th at the Rainwater Gallery in Huntington Beach. You can find out more about that and from that show and more at rainwatergallery.com. More Than Skin Deep, this Saturday, opening reception. Loved ones, I was talking a little bit about some of the other programming here. We play at the We Play Radio Studios. Also, I want you to check out LATaco.com. You can see a lot of new posts, including Fawn Rogers, an LA-based contemporary artist with specific interest in entropy, anthropology, and evolution. A little interview with Fawn Roberts, including finding out her favorite taco. Talk a little bit about an unusual dispensary in Silver Lake. Sick of getting high on weed? A little dab not doing it for you anymore? Or are you just looking for to shake things up, verbally speaking? The DeBrady Show, modeled after a California medical marijuana dispensary, says that this weekend they will be dispensing something more powerful than any drug. Words. This is an artist sort of assembly. Part of artist John Mark Edwards' new market exhibition space in Silver Lake. So it's a little bit of a left of center art showcase in Silver Lake. Find out more about that at lataco.com and much more. Posting every day with LA culture. Anyway, my job is hold down the music here. Brand new music from James Hunter 6 from his LP out tomorrow. Baby Hold On is the name of the tune I'm going to start you off with from Hold On. The LP out on Daptone Records from the James Hunter 6. I'm going to follow that up with the Como Mamas. Dig it.
I may be gone, but not for long. Baby, try to hold on. I'll be around before your tears come down. Baby, try to hold on. Baby, believe me. You don't get rid of me. Tell you so. I've got a ticket for a one-way ride. Hey, try to hold on. Next stop I'll be by your side. Hey, try to hold on. Whoa, I'm on the right track. I'm gonna be right back before you know. Whoa, I'm gonna tell you so. Got to be sooner than later. Cause I ain't a waiter. I drive a beat on the accelerator. Oh, oh.
you worry about me.
You don't know what I am saying to you, brother. To each his own, there is always a making other. Understanding to another, these times that we call trouble.
Maintain, a San Fernando Valley band. It'd be nice to hear some more stuff from them. I haven't heard from them in a little while. Maintain. Before that, we heard the Como Mamas out of Como, Florida, I believe, out on Daptone Records. Well, well, don't worry about me. Great gospel three-piece band. And we start off the set with brand new music from James Hunter 6, also on the Daptone label. Their LP comes out tomorrow. The LP is called Hold On, and coincidentally, the name of that tune was called Hold On. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. This has been LA Taco Radio, and thank you so much, loved ones, for coming past. And we will talk to you soon. Enjoy your evening.